Today we're going to continue our series about the power of decision. We have already been through the ready, the faithful, and the consistent. And today we're going to talk about generous, about being generous. And it's a very powerful part of the book of Daniel, which comes out of chapter 4 and starts in verse 27. And it's about King Nebuchadnezzar. We've heard about him in past chapters. Has anybody been reading the Daniel plan that we... All right, we got a few, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, you should have read, or last week actually, you should have read book 4, or chapter 4, in these verses. So to catch you up, in case you haven't got to that point, King Nebuchadnezzar, he was a striking example of pride, conceitment, everything else. He was full of himself throughout his whole story until we come to the end. He was the king of Babylon, and it was a very rich nation. He had conquered several others in battle. It was an extremely rich area, but there was one problem. He didn't really care for his people that much. He cared more about himself and what everybody else thought about him. As a matter of fact, he didn't care what God thought about him. He acted like he did. He tried and tried to get people to worship God, pray to God for things, but he didn't really mean it because he was, like I said, full of himself. So we're going to go through the story about Nebuchadnezzar and how God answered his pridefulness in the things that he went through. And before I read the scripture, let us pray. God, we thank you as we look here into Daniel chapter 4. This story is about a man who finally came to the end of his own life as he knew it, and was at the bottom of himself and realized that the only place he had to look up was towards you. And Lord, his story is a familiar story because it's our story. And so we pray today as we look at this chapter that you will bear witness to our own hearts and that you will help us to see ourselves in the pages of your word today. Thank you for loving us, O God, and for sending your son Jesus to die for us on the cross. We give you praise and thanks, and together in the name of Jesus we pray these things every day, and everybody says amen. We're going to start in Daniel chapter 4, verses 27 through 37. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking about the royal palace in Babylon. The king spoke, saying, "Is this not a great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power, and for the honor of my majesty. While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. And they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast in the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and seven times shall pass over you until you know the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives honor to whomever he chooses. That very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew from heaven till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails grew like bird's claws. And at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to the heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, "What have you done?" At the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me, and I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of all heavens, all who works are truth, his ways justice, and those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. The word of God for the people of God. I need to take a sip. That was a long one. So, when you read through Daniel, this is basically the end of Nebuchadnezzar. You won't really hear about him anymore except just in passing in other parts of Daniel. But Daniel advised in the very beginning of the scripture, he advised Nebuchadnezzar that it's time for him to look up to God. Daniel knew that, oh yeah, he's preaching to everybody to honor God and all this stuff, but he didn't really mean it. Daniel knew it and God knew it. But God knows better, because God knows everything. He knows that Nebuchadnezzar was just trying to get favor from his people, thinking that he was honoring the same God that they did. Nebuchadnezzar, he made the decree in a couple of chapters back that you can never talk down about God. You always had to pray and thank him, because if you didn't, he's going to chop you up into little pieces. The thing is, he didn't believe what he was saying. It was all directed at himself. He was trying to feel as important to his people that God was important to them. It was all about him. So we remember back the different stories when the dream came about, and Daniel interpreted that dream. And we remember the fiery furnace. And we also remember this story as we read through it. Because this, believe it or not, Nebuchadnezzar is just like us. There's so many people that they'll talk God, but they won't walk with God. Nebuchadnezzar just would not kneel to God, and that's all he had to do. So when we get to verse 28, and he's boasting about himself, he said, "Look what I have done. Look what I have built." Notice the pronoun there, I. He doesn't give anyone else credit. Not God, not the people that helped him build the empires. It was all about him. And it said he had been, it had been 12 months since he was warned by Daniel. And I think finally God, he said, you know, enough's enough. And God decided it's time to kick it up a notch with Nebuchadnezzar. And we read, while the words were still in Nebuchadnezzar's mouth, God said, while the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. "King Nebuchadnezzar, it is spoken to you. The kingdom of God has departed from you." And we know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. You know, I wonder, and I'm sure you do too, why was God just, he was after Nebuchadnezzar so much? He was just always having Daniel approach him about the way he could redeem himself, the way that he could see the light in worshiping. I read a poem one time by an old country pastor, and I can't remember his name, but he wrote a poem, and it was called "The Hound Dog of Heaven," where he talked about God. Most of us that were, raised in the country and everything, you know all about hound dogs. Hunted with them. The prisons use them, the police use them to track down people. But once a hound dog gets a scent, they're not going to give up. They will chase you down until they get you. It might be a while, but they'll get you. So God's just like that with us. He pursues us all the time, just like he did Nebuchadnezzar. All he wants is for us to reach up to him and let him know that we believe that he is our sovereign God. That's all. It's that simple. And it was that simple for Nebuchadnezzar. But when you reach up and tell him that, you have to mean it, because if you don't, he'll know. When we get to the pre-decisions, Nebuchadnezzar, he had a chance to make a pre-decision to change his ways and align his actions with God's requirements of justice and mercy. He needed to heed the warning that Daniel had given him, and all the signs that Nebuchadnezzar saw, it should have been a hint, about what he needed to do. But he ignored it. And his pride peaked. And God took care of that. Predecision could have put him towards a spiritual renewal with God and a closer alignment with God's will of how he wants us to act, basically. Despite Daniel's warning, Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't change his ways. He said, oh, I'll just tell everybody this. They'll listen, they'll pray, they'll honor him. He'll like that. Nope. It wasn't what it was about. The one thing, though, that is so remarkable about this story is his restoration. If you'll notice in the scripture, down at the end, that is Nebuchadnezzar himself speaking in the first person. He's telling the story about when he came back to his senses or his mind. And what a humbling experience it was. He praised and he truly honored God, and God knew he meant what he was saying. So he brought back the sanity to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was able to get his kingdom back. So if he would have pre-decided when Daniel was talking to him about what he needed to do, and some of the visions that Nebuchadnezzar had seen, he would have made a pre-decision like, you know what? I think I better really, really start listening to God, pray to God, and surrender to him. But no, he was too proud to do that. So he focuses from himself finally to focusing on God. He encouraged a life of humility and he embraced generosity not merely as a charitable giving, but as an internal aspect of justice, just as Jesus wants. By renouncing sin and choosing to be kind to the oppressed, individuals were able to start living a more religious, a more Christian life because their king was really allowing them to. He was being more generous to them. He was having mercy on them. Nebuchadnezzar's return to power and his sanity, which he acknowledged was a gift from God, is the closing of his life. I'm sure it wasn't the closing of his life, but it's a closing in the Bible of what we really hear about Nebuchadnezzar. So let's learn from his experiences. All God wants from us is to look up to him. Let him know from deep inside your soul that he is the most sovereign high. He is our God. He cares about us. We might think he doesn't listen to us, but he listens to us. He knows what's best for us. And if we pray to him and follow his plan, we'll have a great life. God says he's not promising that you're not going to have problems. We're all going to have problems, but who do we look up to when we have those problems? We look up to God. And he blesses us, gives us guidance and wisdom in the things that we need to do to get through life. So do we, like Nebuchadnezzar, have the paw prints of a hound dog on our back? If you feel like you do, it's time to surrender. Might as well do it now, because he is not going to give up. He will always be after us, just to glorify him. It's that simple. So as I said, it's time to surrender. Pray to him every day. Ask for his guidance and help, and then thank him for what he's done for you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the lessons you have taught us through your word. Help us make predecisions that honor you. Mold our hearts to reflect your love in humility, and guide us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.